widows' gowns in the Civil War era, the black veils, black gloves, and black jewelry that let society know a grief was being observed. That symbolic order of colors is gone now. That tracking of heavy, full, or partial mourning in the language of black, gray, purple, lavender. There are two books on his desk. Calvino's Invisible Cities, and a translation of the epic of Sundiata. The latter contains versions of the epic by two different Joly, Bamba Susso and Bana Kanute, and he has recently finished reading Bamba Susso's version. On one of the bookcases is a bottle of dark ink sent to him by Paul Lanier. The ink is made from wild grapes collected around railway tracks in St. Louis, and because it is homemade, the color has shifted. In the bottle, it still looks deep, close to violet. But brushed on paper, it has now taken on a pale color reminiscent of the sea. But the sea, how? When we say the sea is blue, we are thinking of a light or pale blue, a color close to sky blue. The sea is sometimes one of those blues and sometimes a darker version of them, but the sea is also often not blue at all. It is sometimes orange, sometimes gray, sometimes purple with the iridescence of Homer's Porphyros, sometimes nothing, transparent water. At dusk, it goes from silvery to pewter. On a moonless night, it is black. He picks up the bottle of ink, an aged lavender, a purple haunted in its lower registers by indigo. The African violet is where the name comes from, but he also loves the false web of etymologies the name summons. The tenderness of a viol, the strain of a violin, the hint of violence. Not the violet of medieval bishops and university professors, but rather the violet of darkest African skin. Paintings by Mark Rothko, Agnes Martin, Lorna Simpson, but above all, Chris Ofili, in the lower register of whose Mary Magdalene is a violet so deep it could drown the eyes, in whose Raising of Lazarus there is a violet so base it could raise the dead. The hand-dyed, hand-spun cloth that he took from his grandmother's wardrobe a few months after her death. Gray for loss, violet for love.